Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth
drama.
No. Anyway, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and I am joined by my illustrious co-host and queen of the little people, Miss 100%. Say hi to your people.
What's happening, people?
We want y'all to holla at us. So the call-in number is 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. Holla at us and we'll holla back. We promise. In the meanwhile, we want you to social network with us. Facebook, Twitter, MeetMe, you name it. Smooth Drama. You'll find me, you add me, I'll add you back, and we can talk a taste on it. And if that's not enough, if you really, really, really want to get deep into the crevice of Smooth Drama, you'll hit up my homegirl, Miss 100%, and become one of her subjects. How can they become one of your subjects, Miss 100?
Well, if they follow me on Twitter at 100%, the number one, then 100%. Or they can catch up with me on Facebook, that's capital M at 100%. Or they can email me at Miss100% spelled all the way out at yahoo.com.
That's it?
That's enough.
Is that easy?
That's enough. Yeah, it's that easy. It's not anything hard.
It's not nothing hard. All right. Well, since it's that easy to catch up to you, I want to give you some facts, 100. Did you know that Chinese turtles pass urine through their mouth?
What?
Yeah, Chinese turtles, they apparently pass urine through their mouth. That's pink face for your ass right there.
I didn't know that.
Ah, see, I think you're lying. I think that whole while you was out, you was going through Asia, and you was giving a stink face to all the turtles.
So, is that why they do it? They pass a year through their mouth now? Because I was just giving all the Chinese turtles stink faces. That's what you're trying to say?
That's my conspiracy theory.
It's an interesting one, though. Try proving it. No, I'm just waiting.
Well, I was also going to say, since we're on turtles, did you know that musk turtles have a super tongue that allows them to stay underwater for months?
I must be a musk turtle. Just kidding.
Yeah.
We're just having a little fun with facts that don't mean shit to nobody.
Exactly.
That isn't a smooth drama.
Although, you know what? I'm thinking, though, If it was going to be about musk turtles and doing stem cell research, they should do stem cell research with the musk turtles, because I'm thinking, like, we humans, we could use that super tongue.
Yeah, I think we could, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because I don't know about anybody else, but when you're down there and you're doing your oral copulations, you can't breathe. If you got the super tongue, you'd be able to breathe for months.
You'd be able to stay down there for months.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, guy. For real, for real.
For
you
real,
want
for
your
real.
Girl to go nowhere? Get some of that bus tongue.
You call it musk tongue?
What was that? Musk turtle tongue? Turtle. I don't care what it is. Turtle tongue. That's what
super tongue, musk tongue, turtle tongue.
So,
turtle tongue is involved, right?
Yeah, it's the super musk tongue turtle, whatever.
I guess we can get on with the show now. Yeah, you know that Hulk Hogan is releasing a sex tape. How many people care? Nobody? That's it? Well, how about nobody's caring.
I thought you said we were getting on with the show. A Hulk Hogan sex tape? Yeah, okay.
All right, well, I guess we can roll on to something that's even more important. Did you know about Tanning Mom is going to challenge Octo Mom to a fight? It's going to be on pay-per-view. Everybody raise their hand. Call in 646-929-2037. Any of y'all is checking for that. Holla. Somebody. Anybody. Nobody.
Nobody's
checking for that. I thought that was the business.
No.
You're not gonna watch it?
I heard Octo Mom had a girlfriend now.
Oh, she got a girlfriend now too?
That's what I heard.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck with her.
She's like giving her none.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to move on from the trivial shit that makes no sense. Hulk Hogan, good luck with that. Octo Mom, Tanning Mom, good luck with that. I'm sure those 8 people who are watching will be a satisfactory audience for you.
Have you
ever
noticed that Hulk Hogan had yellow nipples?
Yeah, I've never paid attention to Hulk Hogan's nipples.
Okay.
That I can promise you.
Wow.
It just never came up.
Okay. I just was wondering if anybody else noticed that.
Yeah, nobody else did.
929-2037. Holler at me if you ever noticed that Hulk Hogan's nipples were yellow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where we at now. We checking for Hulk Hogan's nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, speaking of checking for nipples, how come we got to give out our special helmet to somebody out of my favorite state? What's my favorite state?
Florida.
Oh, Florida. Yeah, Patrick Lewis Lynn is a man who got in trouble with having sex with horses way back in 2010. Not that 2010 was a long time ago, but as soon as he gets out, he comes back and he gets arrested on the same property for sexually abusing horses again. He was having sex with a horse named Sonny. It's just, he said they noticed lubricant on the barn floor near Sonny's stall. And Sonny had been clean, but neither the farm nor his wife had cleaned the horse that day. And the surveillance camera reportedly caught him sneaking into the stable.
I want to know morning. What fuck bucket he allowing him near their horse. Like, come on now.
But he snuck on the farm. They have surveillance cameras.
Oh.
So they saw it on the surveillance camera. It just, you know, it's the farmer and his wife. And it's not like they got security guards or guard dogs, which they may want to invest in.
I'm just trying to think of think about this. Here's one of those horrible mental pictures that you don't like, but I have to do it. I cannot pass this one up.
Mm.
He had to use lube on a horse. Think about it.
Nope.
Male horses take male horses all the time.
Mm.
So imagine.
I am not imagining, but you keep going on talking about it.
I mean, normally for any normal guy trying to go up in a horse, a female horse would be like throwing a tic-tac down a hallway. But he got to use lube. Why?
Because he cannot excite the horse. And who said that he was going in the vagina?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you want to throw images out there. I got one for you.
Don't bother me.
It bothers the hell out of me. And I have to move on. That just fucked me up. I can't even mess with you on that. I got to move on to something else even worse. There's a Portuguese male model who admits to killing his lover in a rage. And what he did, 100, was just way over the top. He killed him, cut his balls off, and wore them as like a necklace / talisman. Yeah. He said he did it because he thought what he had done was right.
He felt that the punishment fits the crime?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he put one testicle on each wrist.
Wow.
And he wandered the streets of Manhattan touching people because he had the power to cure people from AIDS. Yeah, now you know he's making this story up because here's the part that I didn't mention. He's pled guilty by reason of insanity.
You know what? I just don't have time for the bullshit no more. I just really don't.
See, that's why I always talk about special helmets. Because that you deserve a special helmet for that one.
So people let him touch them with...
Well, I'm thinking that he was lying. Because as you know, if you walk up to a strange person and you touch them and you have what appears to be like balls dangling off your wrist, you're going to get knocked out. See, I'm just saying. You know, normally... Y'all don't know, but we have an after show part on the live stream where you can see my face that's made for radio. I talk about my big blue balls and how I want to put my balls on your shoulders. Now, if I walk down the street with my balls in my hand and I rub people, it's probably going to be Miss 100% doing the show talking about how Mr. F the N-word is in the hospital. He was brutally attacked.
At least you asked for permission. So if anybody let you do it, it's because they wanted you to do it.
Well, see, I'm talking about using my fake celebrity. He had real balls from his lover attached to his wrist. I mean, I don't know how he tied that. I mean, did he use a twisty tie? Was it?
Now, you didn't want to hear about the tic-tac going down the hallway, or you didn't want to see that mental picture, but you want to get a mental picture of a twisty tie going through somebody's mind.
No, I wasn't. See, you always go for the worst.
He probably used, like, some of those, you know, them little tightener things.
No. No, I don't know. Miss me with that. I don't know.
I can stay on this one all day.
Yeah, now see, the visual that I wanted to get is Taiwan. You know, in Taiwan, they have, like, funeral strippers and showgirls that strip for the dead during religious events.
Wow. So they shaking their moneymaker at the funeral.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's kind of nice.
I mean, you know what? For the dead person, I bet you they laying there like, this is some bullshit. I can't do nothing. I can't touch the nipple. I can't do nothing.
Well, I mean, I ain't talking about the dead person. I'm looking at it like, shit, I would go to more funerals. I would go to a lot of funerals. If our funerals was like you have strippers and showgirls doing the dance, I'm like, shit, who died this week?
You'd be there super early. You'd be like, looking through the obituary.
Exactly. You know, or you hear the homie that dies, you know, it's like, yeah, I offer my condolences. But then I'd be like, well, you know what, dog? I'm going to be there to support you.
Wow. That's horrible.
How is it horrible? You supporting the homie.
I just can't even imagine. I guess for different cultures, they do different things.
Hey, they dancing for somebody. And so if nobody's there, I mean, yeah, they dancing for the dead, but they're dancing for the living, too.
I guess so.
And, you know, might even be able to give them a tip. Good job, girls.
Wow. Anyway.
And speaking of getting a tip, in Philadelphia, there's a guy who ran into some problems at a bachelor party at a Philadelphia strip club because the groom-to-be was in the hospital with a ruptured bladder. Apparently, the woman who gave him the lap dance, grinded him so hard and with such force that Patrick Gallagher, his abdomen and his bladder ruptured.
Wow. Is there medical evidence that his bladder actually ruptured, or is this what he's saying?
Yeah, I'm like, well, the lawsuit accuses the club of negligence and seeks at least $50,000 for medical costs, pain, humiliation, and mental anguish. I mean, he brought the bachelor's package. And, you know, the bachelor's package supposedly prompted the dancers to bring him on stage and lying flat on his back beneath the pole.
Okay.
And one dancer went up the pole above him, and from a great height, she launched herself down onto his abdomen, he says.
Hey, okay, they're hard, huh?
Yeah.
It fits just for them.
Wow. Yeah. I'm like, hey, if you can't handle the heat, stay out the kitchen, homie. That was a hell of a lap dance, though.
Yeah. They interrupted your bladder. That's funny, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it just, I mean, it broke his shit. It broke him open.
Well, he can't lie and say he didn't have no strippers at his bachelor party, can
he? No, he cannot. Not if he's suing.
He probably didn't give you
everything. Well, I mean, you think about it. I mean, they may have consummated, but maybe use the strap on, or he was doing that musk turtle.
Oh my god!
Anyway.
And on that note,
yeah, we gonna go on break. This is Don Will and Von P. Cheesesteak.
Yo, this is a roller coaster ride. You were so hard rock, but you saw from your eye. It's given a chance that nobody was around, like probably wherever you are right now. You must hate women, it appears so, cause in song the only ones you mention the hoes and what you do to them. Come on, son, fooling. I talk about women and what they want me doing. I talk about ruling, I talk about leadership. Please believe I walk it to be speaking it. These MCs should forfeit with peace freaking it. I bring with ease the torch lit, I'm receiving it. Hand that down, I'll make y'all proud. Go VP, no Biden now. I get down, not like I used to. Now I do it in the way useful. Lessons everywhere you choose, you screw the loose fool. Their nursery rhymes and sing along sound like blues clues. Nice rappers tell me I'm nice. It don't go to my head, it goes to my prices.
back and no one can come after. I'm trying to ask myself, working on a better me. As long as I'm pleased, fuck it, you ain't gotta be. It's like an A student, fucked around and gotta be. I'm still better than the average, honestly. I'm proud as I could be, found behind the beat, judge heavily. Price you gotta pay when you try to be. All up in the videos, like Shook said, and all the nigga know is good clothes.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. I am Miss 100%, and that was Don Will and Von P. Cheese Day.
That was awesome the way you said that.
Seriously.
And on that note, this is that time where we go into our favorite, well, one of our favorite segments, the Hater of the Week. Mm-hmm. And who is our Hater of the Week, Miss 100%?
I don't know the guy's name.
I'll tell you his name.
But I know who he is. I don't know his name, but I know he hates
that. Name is David Siegel. What the hell did David Siegel do? So awesome. It made him the Hater of the Week. This dude who claims that he's the one who got George Bush elected, he says he's going to do everything he can to get Mitt Romney to win in November 2. So he is the CEO of the timeshare company Westgate Resorts. He sent an email to his workers saying, said anybody who's against the 1% bashing and arguing that the president's reelection would threaten your job. And he says, if any new taxes are levied on me or my company as our current president plans, I will have no choice but to reduce the size of this company. Yeah.
That letter went out to 7,000 people.
Yep.
And you know what? I know it don't seem like a lot, but that's enough people to do some real damage. You know that? That's enough to do some real damage.
Oh, that's not, I mean, and you know the good part for me, you know where he's from, right?
Mm-mm.
He's from my favorite state.
Where is he from?
Where is he? Do we guess?
I wouldn't have never thought.
The special helmet state.
Mm-hmm.
Florida.
Yeah.
Yep. He's a Florida real estate mogul.
So basically, if Romney don't win, you're fired.
Yep. All you bitches is out. At least that's how he said it.
Yeah. You know what? I actually worked for a company that was like that. It was more of like a telemarketing or sales company, and they were Republican, and they basically intimidated their workers into being or voting Republican. And if you said anything that was anti-Republican, you lost your job. It was a hot mess. So when Obama won, a lot of black people got fired. A lot.
Well, yeah, stupid people. Yeah, and speaking of stupid people, we gotta give a shout out to Jerry and Dottie Sandusky.
Or a middle finger.
All that. I mean, he put out a letter. Him and his, I mean, the wife, you know, somebody needs to slap shit out of her, because they blame the young men that Sandusky went after and ruined, including their own adopted son, Matt,
right,
claims that he too was molested. He said, that's the reason why. Yeah, they sent letters to the judge, you know, portraying themselves as virtuous victims of a vast conspiracy. They blame powerful, image-conscious forces at Penn State, lying cops, ambitious prosecutors, and a scandal-hungry news media. Because, you know, Jerry Sandusky was a very big and important man, and he was doing things that affected the lives of many. Right?
Right.
Right. Because we all knew who the fuck you was before this, right?
I do.
Yeah, nobody knew who the hell he was. That, you know, for him to come. I mean, but, see, him, I can see writing the letter. And you know, because he's the one that's about to get butt-fucked every night.
Right. So he can do all he can. Not
right. But Dottie?
Why?
Dottie?
She's a hot mess.
Dottie. He molested your son. See, that's the people with these blinders on. And they don't want to face reality. And, I mean, I blame Dottie, but at the same time, it's a culture where this type of shit happens. And instead of dealing with it, folks don't want to deal with it, so they'll just say all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah, it's somebody else's fault, all of it.
Yeah.
The blame belongs to somebody else. If that little boy wouldn't have been dangling his dingling in Sandusky's face, he wouldn't have never put his mouth on it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, hey, if he wouldn't have been bathing, he just stayed dirty and funky. I mean, you know, it's so unrealistic.
Right. It's sad, is what it is. I'm talking from a woman's point of view, that she has lost her whole self identity in this man, in this pedophile, and she's never ever going to get herself back, because she's going to forever be known as a woman that's married to a pedophile.
Right.
And no man is going to go near her.
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as no, I mean, we talking about the whole community. And see, she's riding on the coattails of a bastard because of her reputation.
Right. She doesn't have any friends. Her family probably won't have anything to do with her. She's all alone. So all she has is him. And she's going to do whatever she can to make him look innocent.
Right, so she can look better. But it's like, whatever her maiden name was, you know they are not claiming her. You know they are not claiming her.
She needs to just get...
Yeah, she need help.
A face change, some therapy.
A little too old for that. A little too old for that. Yeah.
Head out somewhere.
Yeah, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. There's nothing good to be said about this. And, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, you have shame, but these little boys have experiences that may never be able to shake off. So, I mean, so it's clear to the people listening. We in no way, shape, or form are making light of what happened to the little boys. It's sad that we even have to talk about this, but it's so outlandish. And we can't let it ride when stupid people say shit. Because when you let shit like that ride, then people start thinking, oh, well, stupid is the norm, see? And as you know, here at Smooth Drama, me and Miss 100% are not going to ever let stupid be the norm.
Right.
We give them our special helmets, and we hope they hurt.
As a matter of fact, they should hurt, because when we put them on, we don't let them put their own helmet on. We put it on the board.
Right, and they are one size too small. It's symbolic mentally, but we mean for it to hurt. Because we feel mean and hurtful when we throw these special helmets on you.
Yeah.
And now, though, I have a question for you. I don't know if you heard of Maria Rosales, who is a 1,000-pound woman who's charged with murder. I guess apparently she claimed she killed her 2-year-old nephew, Eligio Jr., when she accidentally rolled over and crushed him under her 1,000-pound frame.
Rolled over, like, was he was laying in the bed with her?
Yeah, that's what she says. Now, she claimed at first that she killed him. Then there is the TLC special. She now says that she saw her sister use a brush to hit Eligio repeatedly on the arm, legs, and head. And so she took the blame so that her sister's other kids would still have a mom.
But coroner's report say that he was crushed to death, correct?
No. Said he came from being hit, not from being smothered.
So both of them are going to jail.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
For hitting him and his sister for lying.
Right. I just, it's sort of like the Sandusky case. You know, I want my sister's kids to have a mother, but at the same time, she's an unfit mother. So, is that really helping?
Ridiculous.
I don't.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the how there's help there.
Maybe she's the one that hit the baby.
Yeah, she can't hit the baby. She can't catch the baby. She's too damn big. She's 1,000 pounds. You know, that's a...
I'm thinking, I don't know. I mean, is it saying that the sister went to jail too? I mean, it's just so much to go into that. It's just ridiculous to even...
What?
First of all, the baby probably couldn't even get in the bed with her if she's 1,000 pounds. I mean...
I know, that's a lot of vagina. That's at least 70, 80 pounds of vagina.
Hello. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
Anyway. Sound like a job for the horseman, don't it?
Yeah, I don't think he's down for that. You know, these dudes that hit animals, they look at humans differently, obviously.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of vaginas, there's a German court that ordered a dominatrix to pay 200 euros, which is roughly $260 in American dollars, to a local charity as a penance after a client of hers accused her of hurting and robbing him.
He probably told her to do it.
I mean, he hired her. But he said that she detained him against his will for 5 hours.
I mean, did he use the fucking safety word? If not, that's his ass, Mr. Postman.
Right. They both had consumed apparently too much cocaine during their encounter.
The point of a dominatrix is not to make is not to.
Be nice to you.
Nice to you. The point of a dominatrix is to beat your ass to make you do stuff that you seemingly don't want to do. That you know that you're pretending you don't want to do, but you really do want to do it.
Right.
They're paying them to make you do it.
Right.
So I guess that's why he only had his, that's why he only got $260.
No, it went to charity.
Well, that's the end of that.
Right. I mean, well, speaking of charity, I know you've heard about old Caterina Migliorini, who is the woman auctioning her virginity for charity. Now, the organizers said that, nah, she didn't even say nothing. You know, she's been saying that she was going to donate the money to charity, but then privately she's saying, nah, this is for me.
So why isn't she in jail for prostitution?
Well, I mean, see, that's the question. See, last time I checked 100, if I approach you or you approach me and you say, hey, you know what? I'll give you some of this good loving. All you have to do is put some money in my pocket. Last time I checked, that was, what we call it?
It's prostitution.
Prostitution, right?
Right.
So I guess if you auction off the pussy every night, it is not prostitution. It is auctioning. And you can say, hey, I'm going to donate part of the funds to charity. And so legally, you're good.
No, because the other little girl that did it, she didn't give none of the money to charity. She sold her virginity for $5 million, and she didn't go to jail, and she didn't give any money to charity. She never said she was giving anything to charity. She was just auctioning off her virginity, and it went for $5 million.
So I guess if we're talking to those people out there who work for theirs on the street, don't say, hey, come buy some pussy. Say, I need to do an auction, like Storage Wars.
Right. Set you up an eBay account.
Right. I mean, so, yeah, we just have to get that pimp that's out there. Blah, 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 blah. I get 500. Blah, 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 blah. I get 550.
Wow.
I mean, because that's what it sounds like. Anyway.
That's just craziness. I don't understand how that's not prostitution.
Right. Yeah, well, that and, you know, there's a guy, some boxer, Cruz, came out, I'm gay. I was like, yeah, okay, how many people care? Nobody? No? Yeah.
Not one on that either.
Yeah, kind of what I thought.
I mean, that is so played out. It's like, okay.
Like, you're gay. You're still not a good boxer.
Now you're going to get knocked out for GP instead of just in the ring.
Right. I mean, it's like, that's your selling point. I'm gay. I mean, I'm just, you know what? I'm just going to come out and I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm a heterosexual. I'm coming out the closet, y'all. I want y'all to know. I've been a heterosexual the whole time.
And my guess is you'll probably get the same result.
Yep. I mean, it you know how stupid it is. I read this report where they're talking about black mama venom is better than morphine. I'm like, so 100. I'm going to give you the venom of one of the deadliest snakes on earth that can kill you.
Me. Don't thank you.
No, I'm just saying, but that's the scenario. I'm going to give you this deadly poison because it's a painkiller. It's like, yeah, it fucking kills you. Ain't no pain in
that. That's why you don't feel pain, because you're dead. So, I mean, come on.
Insulting your intelligence, as always. They can't help it. That's what they do.
Wow.
Yeah. So, on that note, I can't go no further. The retardation has reached epic points, and we just got to go on break.
Yeah.
You know, this is propaganda. Precious Puritan. Y'all gonna love this. I don't think y'all ready.
If you would allow me a second to deal with some in-house issues here. Hey, Pastor. You know, it's hard for me when you quote Puritan. Oh, the precious Puritan. Have you not noticed our facial expressions? One of bewilderment and heartbreak, like not you too, Pastor. You know they were chaplains on slave ships, right? Would you quote Columbus to Cherokee? Would you quote Cortez to Aztec? Even if their theology was good, it just seems a blind privilege, wouldn't you agree? Your precious Puritan. They looked my onyx and bronze skin forefathers in their face. Their polytheistic, God-hating face. Their shackled, diseased, imprisoned face. And thought a gospel that said that God had multiple images in mind. He created us in it. Therefore, death and salvation contains the contentment in the states for which they were given, which is to be owned by your forefathers. Superior image-bearing faith, says your precious Puritan. And my anger towards this teaching screams of an immature doctrine and a misunderstanding of the gospel. I should be content in the stage, right? Is it that what Paul taught? According to your precious Puritan. Oh, you get it, but you don't get it. Oh, that we can go back to an America that once were founded on Christian values. They don't build preachers like they used to. Oh, the richness of their revelation. It must be nice to not have to consider race. It must be nice to have time to contemplate the stars. Pastor, your colorless rhetoric is a cop-out. You see my skin, and I see yours. And they are beautiful, fearfully, and wonderfully, divinely designed uniqueness. Shouldn't we celebrate that rather than act like it ain't there? I get it. Your Puritan got it. But how come the things the Holy Spirit showed them in the valley of vision didn't compel them to knock on their neighbor's door and say, you can't own people. Your precious Puritans were not perfect. You romanticize them as if they were inherent, as if the skeletons in their closet was part of due to their hard work and tobacco growth, as if abolitionists were not racist and just pro-union, as if God only spoke to white boys with epic beards. You know, Jesus didn't really look like them paintings. I was just Michelangelo's boyfriend, your precious Puritan. Well, they got it, but they don't get it. It's not one generation of believers that has figured out the marriage between proper doctrine and action. Don't pedestal these people. Your precious Puritan's partners purchased people. Why would you quote them? Step away. Think of the congregation that quotes you. Are you an errant? Trust me, I know the feeling. Same feeling I get when people quote me like if they only knew. See, I get it, but I don't get it. Ask my wife. And it bothers me when you quote Puritan, if I'm honest. For the same reason it bothers me when people quote me, they precious propaganda. So I guess it's true that God really does use crooked sticks to make straight lines. Just like your precious Puritan.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F, the N-word. I'm Miss 100% Queen of the Little People. That was propaganda. Precious Puritan.
Very perfect. Told you I wasn't ready.
I know. I don't think they were.
And speaking of not being ready, you know, of course, we got that time where we talk about the dumb asses of the week. And our dumbass of the week, kind of one of them precious Puritans. Yeah, good old John Hubbard, Arkansas legislator, who, after he made the pro-slavery comments, was like, hey, fuck that shit. Y'all don't know what y'all talking about. You know, slavery was a blessing for blacks. You know, they received a better quality of life as slaves in the U.S. than they did in Africa. And that you would not be in the U.S. were it not for slavery.
Wow.
Yeah. Because, you know, slavery was all good.
At least he didn't do the whole bitch everything. At least he stuck to his guns and didn't offer up a fake as apology.
Yeah. I guess if you want to give him credit. But you know what? We know what we got to do? We just got to start doing like that movie Drop Squad. We just need to start these folks that like, oh, slavery was good and your quality of living was good. We just need to make they ass slaves. We just need to start kidnapping legislators. Mm-hmm. You want to talk that foolishness?
Yeah.
We're going to make you a slave, and every now and again, I'm going to come down to the little shed that I'm going to have you living in, and I'm going to hit your wife. So you know.
Because we're not just going to enslave the legislators. We're taking a whole damn family.
Yeah. No, we're going to do it just like slavery. To give you that better way of life.
So you can have the overall experience.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to come down. Every now and again, I'm going to hit your wife. If your daughter's looking good, I'm going to hit your daughter too. They get pregnant. I want you to see them kids that look like me. Every day, so you get that reminder.
Oh.
You know, I mean, after working out in the field, I'm gonna call her. Like, hey, I need you to do something for me. You wait outside, homie. I gotta handle some business with your wife real quick. See, that's the shit that we need to start doing. See, once they experience it, then they probably won't be talking, just like the other guy that was talking about, oh, you know, the rape, and they should have the kids. Somebody just needs to go ahead on and run up in their woman and get their woman pregnant. And right. Say, yeah, you do have your wife, have your daughter deal with that. Mm-hmm. Thinking they changed their tune 100?
I don't, you know what? People like that is so hard-headed and stubborn. I don't think they would. I mean, we could try it, though. I mean, I'm not saying let's not do it. I'm just saying do it because just even if it's just for the, you know, them having the experience. But, you know, experience is a good feature. But, I mean, they're just so stuck in their ways. I don't think that they would even acknowledge that they're wrong for saying shit like that. Like, they think that it's okay to say stupid shit.
Well, I mean, that's the whole, it's not, but that's the thing. They don't think they're wrong. See, because I don't think they understand the circumstances, the experience. So
they never understand. Even if we did do that, they would never understand.
Oh,
we have to do it.
Oh, 100, please believe they would understand it. See, I mean, because the other part of it is like, it's not just me raping their wife and their daughters repeatedly, sisters, whoever. It's also you making them have sex with them. Like, hey, I need you over here. I need you to suck these toes. Get all up in the crack.
Right.
I don't want to do that, master. If you don't, I'm going to have you beat, boy.
Yeah.
See, they don't understand.
Take away their name. Take away their name and their rights and their religion and just strip away everything.
Yeah, your name ain't Toby no more. Your name Kunta.
Right.
See who's happy about that. Yeah, your name is not John Hubbard no more.
And then not only that, but the fact that every black person in the land would have the right to mistreat you and your family, because it wasn't just the slave owners mistreating you, slaves. It was your friends and, you know, everybody. You know.
Mistreat? Shit. No, you can't even look at me, bitch. If you look at me in the face, I have the right to punch you in the mouth.
Lock them up.
It's like, hold on. Did you look at me?
Chain them up.
Did you look at me? You don't fucking look me in the eyes? Oh my, where's my goddamn whip? How dare you have the nerve to whip me, look at me? Oh shit, I'm whipping your ass. I'm telling your master after I whip your ass right here. Little stuff. That's all. Just little stuff.
That's what I'm saying. All of the details, all the fine details, would have to be there for them to even understand anything.
Well, I mean, I guess that's our fantasy. We need to get back to reality. And reality is Daniel Craig's James Bond trunks sold for 44,450 lira. Yep. They bought the trunks that he wore in the movie Casino Royale.
They bought some old ass man sweaty draw.
Hey, you know what? Bathing in that ambiance, baby. Bathing in the ambiance. See, because that's real right there. That's the stuff that's important. Sweaty draws from off a movie. So you can tell a friend, hey, man, guess what I got? What you get, dog? Man, 100. I bought Daniel Craig's trunks from Casino Royale.
I got an idea. I got a few pairs of big panties around here.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to fart in them, and then I'm going to put them on eBay and say they are Octavia Spencer's draws. From the help, you know, the big girl from the help.
Big draws. Big draws for sale on eBay. Now, you know what? I'm thinking, you know what? Fuck it. We can do that this weekend. We're going to have a smooth drama eBay auction. We each are going to auction off our underwear. I'm gonna drop a pair. 100 gonna drop a pair, and we gonna see. Can we sell some smooth drama? Stink face. Yeah, we dropping stink face to somebody. Bidding gonna start. We want to let y'all know tomorrow on eBay. We're gonna send that announcement out to all our followers. You get a shot at our draws. You ready?
I'm ready.
Think you can handle it?
I think mine will go for a lot.
All righty then. Now, the conspiracy theorist in me got to come out, because I know we talk about draws and stink face whatnot. Read somewhere where there's a challenge in engineering. The Institution of Mechanical Engineers say they have liquid air, and they say liquid air can compete with batteries and hydrogen to store excess energy generated from renewables. Now, when I think of liquid air, I think of my ass drowning as I'm walking around because there's no air. It's liquid.
Right.
So, liquid, air.
Yeah.
I can't breathe liquid.
Made to breathe liquid. Yeah, that sounds really scary and crazy. But I do remember saying before that if they could find a way to sell air, they would. Well, I guess they found a way.
Well, this is supposedly for energy purposes, but I'm looking at it in the aspect, yeah, I mean, it sounds cool. Like, yeah, man, we liquid energy. And it can be energy for the world, a renewable source that we can store and help the world be better. But, you know, we don't operate like that. We don't do shit for the betterment of mankind. We do that shit for the money. And I'm thinking, like I always think, they want to get rid of people. How do you make it easy to get rid of people? You drown their ass, not by in the water, because they know black people not really getting in the water like talking about it. So you're like, all right, we can't get them in the water to drown their ass or kill them with the chemicals in the beach. We're going to put liquid air in their area and let them all drown.
Wow.
Just my thought.
That's why I say it's just scary. It's just a scary thought altogether.
Yeah.
Always coming up with a way to control people, to control the population.
But see, that's how I see it. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, I see the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention is they're having a whatchamacallit, the security firm Halo Corps announced that they had about 1,000 military personnel, police officials, medical experts, and federal workers learning the ins and outs of a zombie apocalypse as a part of an annual counterterrorism summit.
Yeah, and this is not the first year that they've done that. It's just maybe the first year that they have done it with sincerity. Like before, in the past, they were doing it, and it was like a joking matter, like, okay, the Center for Disease Control came out 2 years ago and was saying, this is instructions for if there were ever a zombie apocalypse. Then last year, they had Running of the Zombies, but it was still put out by the CDC. And now they're doing it, and it's more serious. It's actually training. So to me, this is no laughing matter. You don't do something unless you plan on doing it,
right?
All training is in place for a specific purpose because it's going to actually happen.
Right, a worldwide pandemic that they're getting ready for.
Right.
Just in case people become crazy, violent, and fearful, and zombies will roam, you know, people on bath salts and PCP.
Mm-hmm. Biting off people's faces and...
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I mean, if you can't see it for what it is, I mean, you can say that y'all crazy, y'all take it too far, and it's never gonna be like that. They just do it because it sounds funny. But you gotta remember, our government, they create bombs, you create viruses, whatnot, to be used. We don't do anything that we've never used. We use nuclear bombs. We've used every weapon that we've ever created. So any exercise that they are partaking in, you best believe your ass, it's going to happen. 'Cause that's how we roll. And if you don't believe that's how we roll, then I guess you like Dottie Sandusky and you got them blinders on and you don't care about nothing.
No. In a state of denial.
And on that note, for Miss 100%, Queen of the Little People, I am Mr. F the N-Word. We smooth drama. We out.
Hey.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.